This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchem Abom. We continue Masech Yevamos, Daf Ayin Tesam Aleph. The Gemara, Ayin Chesam Beis in the middle, Amar of Chana Bar Ada, the Gemara says that the Nesinim, David decreed upon them. David made a Gzeres Rabbanon not to marry the Nesinim. Now, that's a little bit difficult, because the Nesinim come from Canaan. And when it comes to Canaan, there is an Isser of Leisis Chatein Bam. The Gemara's conclusion on Daf Ayin Vav was that Leisis Chatein Bam applies when they convert. Nesinim converted. So Nesinim should be an Isser Dairaisa, not an Isser Drabanan. Rashi Shita is that our Gemara is going not like Rava. And our Gemara is learning the Isser of Leisis Chatein Bam is before they convert. Once they convert, they're mutter. And David made an Isser Drabanan. Tosus learns, no. They in fact are Osir Medaraisa. David was Goizer on them that they have to do Avdos, that they're Avodim. But in terms of marriage, they're Osir Medaraisa. Rashi learns, no. Rashi learns that our Gemara is not going like the Gemara's conclusion earlier, and therefore our Gemara maintains that the Isser to marry them is Medrabanan. Tosfos learns that they were always Osir Medaraisa, and our Gemara's discussion is regarding them being Avodim. So we're on the bottom line of Ayin Chesam Beis. The Gemara said that there was famine in the times of David. There was no rain. And David tried to investigate the reason for it, and ultimately the conclusion was two reasons. Number one, he did not eulogize Shaul properly. And number two, because of what they did to the Nesinim, that they... Shaul killed the city of Noivi Arakayanim, and because of that, the Nesinim lost their livelihood. So Amar David said, Shaul Nafgale Treisar Yarchi Shasa. Shaul already had 12 months pass. Actually, Rashi says, Lav Dafka, because 30 years had passed. This was the end of David Amel's life. It just means that 12 months of Avils have passed, and there's nothing really David could have done in terms of eulogizing Shaul again, because it was 30 years later. It's not really the proper thing to eulogize the Nesinim. So therefore, Nikrinu, let's call them Vinifaisinu, and we'll console them. So the pasuk says, "Vayikra Hamelach leGavainim." David called the Gavainim. Vayomer Aleihem. He said to them, "Ma Esalachem? How can I? What can I do for you? Uvama Achaper? And how can I atone for what Shaul did to your people?" Namely, Shaul killed Noivir HaKoyhanim, who supported the Nesinim, and the Nesinim died because of that. So basically, there's nothing David could do to make up for Shaul's failure to eulogize. There's nothing David could do for his failure to eulogize Shaul, but at least he could try to rectify what Shaul did in causing the death of the Nesinim. So David said, what can I do? How can I atone? Ubarchu es nachas Hashem, that you will bring blessing to God's inheritance, because in the meantime, God's angry at us, because evident from the fact that there's no rain. Vayir Malaya Gavainim, the Gavainim said, look, Ein lanu kesef zav im Shaul. We don't have monetary claim against Shaul. Ve'im Beis Sayer with his household. And ve'ein lanu ish. We don't have any man. In other words, we have no monetary claim against him. We don't want to take away anyone among Israel's life. But all we want to do is avenge the death of our family through the death of the family of Shaul. So what they wanted was, they wanted some of Shaul's family, and they're going to kill them. Yuten lanu shiva anashim mibanav. Give us seven of his children, v'hoikanum l'Hashem, will hang them before God, v'chulu. So Mephias, David tried to appease them in other ways, v'loi faisinu, they would not be appeased. So basically, they wanted blood. The Gavainim wanted blood. And there's nothing David could do about that, because they had a taina, and they could not be appeased until they spilled the blood of Shaul's family. David saw then in the Gavainim a very cruel quality. And because the Jewish people's identity is that of Rachamim, and the Gevonim lacked Rachamim. That's the reason why David was Goyzer on them. Amar, he said, Shlosha Simanim Yesh Be'umazu. There are three defining characteristics of the Jewish people. Harachamonim, they are merciful. Vabayshanin, they are shameful, meaning they have the fear of God on their face. They have a sense of shame. V'goyim lechasadim, and they are bestow kindness. These are the three defining characters, the hallmark characteristics of the Jewish people. Rachmanim, Bayshanim, Gom lechasadim. Rachmanim, how do we know the Jewish people are Rachmanim? Dechsev. The pasuk says, V'nasan lecha rachmim, God will give you mercy, v'richamcha, and you will be merciful, v'herbecha, and He will increase you. So that shows that rachamim is part of the bedrock of the Jewish personality. Bayshanim, bashfulness, dechsev, ba'avur tia yirasai apneichem, God appeared to the Jewish people, so that eternally, the fear of God will always be on our face. Goyim lechasadim, because it says that God loves Avraham Avinu, because He commands His children to follow after Him in the path of kindness. L'man asher yitzave es banav yes beisai. Kol sheyesh bo shloisha simanim halalu. Anyone who has these three characteristics, roi lehidavek b'umazu. It is worthy to cling to this nation. But because the Gevonim lacked rachamim, therefore David decreed that you cannot marry into them. Rashi says, Vahani Gevonim, these Gevonim kim dolei merachami, they are not roi to cling to them. So David was goyzer on them. That's what the pasuk meant that we read on Ayin Chesem and Beis, V'ha-Gevonim lav b'nei Yisrael heima. They did not have the characteristics of the Jewish people. So the only thing is, David's up the creek without a paddle, because the Gevonim will not be satisfied until they spill blood. So David had no choice. So the pasuk says, V'yikach ha-melech ha-shnei b'nei Ritzpah. The king took the two sons of Ritzpah. Who's Ritzpah? She's Bas Aya, the daughter of Aya. Aya was Shaul's wife, Asher yolda l'Shaul, who bore to Shaul. And the two sons of Ritzpah, their name was Es Armoni v'es Mivayshes. And he also took v'es Chameshes b'nei Micha b'Shaul, the five sons of Micha b'Shaul, Asher yolda, that she gave birth to Shaul, LaAdriel ben Barzilai, HaMechulasi. That she bore to Adriel ben Barzilai. So, Maishnahani, why these seven descendants? So basically, the Gemara says there's nothing special about these seven other than the fact that David marched them before the Aroin, and the Aroin sort of detained the ones that were supposed to die. Am Rav Huna Havir Mutnei Aroin, he passed them before the Aroin. Kol Sha'an Koltoi, anyone that the Aroin literally absorbed or held back, Lamisa, went to death. Kol She'en Aron Kolta, anyone who the Aron did not detain, L'chaim, stayed alive. So basically there was some kind of supernatural sign. He passed these descendants before the Aron. The one that the Aron stopped, those were the ones that died. The ones that the Aron did not stop, lived. Masav Rav Chana Bar Katina. Rav Chana Bar Katina asked the following question. Vayachmoel HaMelech al Mephibosheth ben Yonasan ben Shaul. And the king had mercy on Mephibosheth, the son of Yonasan, the son of Shaul. Shaloi ha'avirai, that he did not pass before the Arayin. So there was one person who got off the hook, Mephibosheth ben Yonasan. Frek the Gemara asked, V'chimase panam yesh v'davar, is there favoritism here? How did David let the kid of his best friend get off the hook? How did he let Mephibosheth ben Yonasan get off the hook? Is there favoritism here? Says Gemara, Elisha Viroi Vakaltai. What happened was he did pass him before the Arayin. The Gemara thought he didn't pass him. No, he passed him Vakaltai, and the Arayin detained him because of Rachmim. And David prayed for him Upaltai, and he was freed. So Gemara says it's still favoritism. V'akati masi panam yesh v'davar. Ela shabikish rachim shalo yikalte ha'aron. Rather, David prayed that the Aaron should not detain him. So that's how Mephibosheth ben Yonasan got off the hook. Now the Gemara has an interesting question. Amar Rav Chiya bar Amar Rav Yochanan. Oh, the Gemara asks, Iva k'siv lo yimsu avei sal banim. Why did the Aaron signal that these seven children should die for the sin of Shaul, but we know a child is not liable for his parents' sin? Says the Gemara, Iva k'siv lo yimsu avei sal banim, but it says that parents should not die, that children should not die on account of their fathers. Goimra, Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Mutav shateyakar oisachas min haTorah. Better that a letter of the Torah should seemingly be uprooted. Va'al yischalo shem shamayim v'farhesya, and let God's name not be defiled and defamed publicly. How is God's name yischalo? Because the goyim say, why would anybody cling to Klal Yisrael? Because they treat Gerim unfairly. They cut off their livelihood. Look what Shaul did. He killed Noivir HaKoyhanim, and that was the source of sustenance to the Gerim, to the Gevinim. So people started speaking ill about the Jewish people, that it's not worthwhile to convert to that religion. So in order to avoid that public Chil Hashem, it's better that they violate the Torah and allow Shaul's children to die, even though the Rishonim say that they deserved Misa for whatever reason. So it wasn't actually being Oikar the Torah. But nevertheless, it seemed like they were being Oikar the Torah, and it was worthwhile to do that to avoid a Chilul Hashem that of the way the Jewish people treated the Gevinim. Says the Gemara, what happened? Vatikach Ritzba Basaya. Ritzba Basaya took es hasak, the sack, vatateula elatzor, she spread it out over a rock, mitchilas katzir, from the beginning of the harvest, ad nitach mayim aleim min hashem, until water poured on them from the heavens, meaning from the harvest until the rainy season. And she stood there and she did not allow any bird to eat their flesh or any animal to eat their flesh. She did not allow the birds to rest on them during the day, and the wild animals of the field in the night. She did not allow that. So basically, they were laying out there in the field, and nobody was able to. The animals were not able to defile their bodies. The Gemara asked, but you're not allowed to leave a body overnight. There's a law in the Torah of Lo Solin Nivlasoi Al Ha'etz. One has to bury the mess that very day. You can't leave it hanging overnight. V'aksiv Lo Solin Nivlasoi Al Ha'etz. So Gemara says the same reason. This public desecration of their bodies was to avoid a Chilul Hashem. This way the nations of the world see that because of the improper treatment of the Gevinim, even the royal family of Shaul was not spared. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rav Shem ben Yehoi Tzadok. Rabbi Yochanan said the name Rav Shem ben Yehoi Tzadok, Mutav Shateyakar Oisachas Min HaTorah, better that one letter of the Torah be uprooted, V'yiskadei Shem Shemayim B'far Hesya, so that God's name should be sanctified publicly. Why? Shahoyu oivrim v'shavim oimrim. The passerbyers would say, "Mativan shalelu. What happened to these people? Who are these guys hanging over there? What did they do wrong?" So they were told, "Halal b'nei melachim. These are the children of Shaul." And people would ask, "Umalasu. What did they do wrong? Were they murderers? Were they adulterers? No. Pashi them begerim grurim. They didn't treat lowly gerim respectfully." They said, that's what they did wrong, and the royal family was punished. Amru, people said, Ein lecha uma shariyu davik ba kazu. There's no more worthy nation to attach than the Jewish people. Look how they stand up for the honor of even Gerim. Uma b'nei malachim kach. If even royal individuals are punished so severely, b'nei hadyotas alachas kam v'kama, certainly an average person would have been punished. U'magerim gerum kach, if this is how they stand up for the dignity of lowly gerim, Yisrael alachas kam v'kama. So the Gentiles were so impressed with the Jewish people's treatment of the gerim that many, many people converted. Miyad nitoisla al Yisrael. Immediately it was added to the Jewish people. Me'a v'chamishim elef. 150,000 gerim. By the way, it's a lot of gerim. Let's say it's more people, let's say, that daven in our shul. It's just a lot of gerim, you know what I mean? I mean, it's even more than the young Israel of Woodmere, you know? It's a lot of gerim. 150,000. I'm saying that's more than MetLife Stadium. I mean, CM HaShas, you know, that's nothing. 150,000 gerim.
Were gerim accepted?
Well, we just had that in the times of v'hal loy kiblu an ayin vav loy kiblu gerim loy bimei David loy bimei Shlomoy. Right, because that's the bottom of ayin vav. So Rashi's asking, but they didn't accept gerim. Good question. Let's see. Shenemar vayhi l'shloimai. Shloimai had 70,000 bearers of burden. Ushmainim elef chaytsev bahar, and 80,000 ewers on the mountain. Says the Gemara, okay, very good. How do you know they were gerim? Maybe they were regular Jews, but then we Yisrael havu. Says the Gemara, lo yisaka daitach. The chsiv, u'mibnei Yisrael, le'nasan shomo eved. Shomo did not make any native Jew a slave, so they must have been gerim. Says the Gemara, v'dilma dug gezar ba'alma. Maybe they were just hired, and they weren't. Maybe they were just hired. Who says that they were avodim? Ela mehacha, rather from here. You know how we know they were gerim? It says vayisaper Shlomo kol anashim. Shlomo counted all the men hagerim. Shaber etz Yisrael vayimtzo mei v'chamishim elef, 150,000. Vayas mehem shivim elef noisi sabel, 70,000 were bearers of burden. Ushmainim elef choytze bahar, and 80,000. Ewers in the mountain. Okay, so bottom line is the Gemara seems to imply that because they showed a lack of rachamim and they said we got to kill the descendants of Shaul, therefore it's not worthy, they're not roi, lovoi b'kahal. Says the Gemara, David was the one who was gozer on them, Moshe was gozer on them. David goes on them, Moshe goes on them. D'chsiv, mei choytei veitzecha ad shoyev mei mecha. From the woodcutters to the water carriers. And these categories are not included in the native Jew. They're different than native Yisraelim. So we see that the Gzera D'Rabbanan, either that they should be Avodim or that you can't marry them, was already made by Moshe. Says Gemara, Moshe Gazal Hudara. Moshe only decreed on that generation. David gazel kulei dara. David decreed for all time. Says Gemara, forget David. It's not just Moshe was gozer on them, because Yehoshua was also gozer on them. Va'akati Yeshua gozer aleo. Yeshua was also gozer on them. D'chsiv, va'yinim Yeshua, va'yemu. Yeshua designated them on that day. Choytvei etzim, woodcutters, v'shoyev emayim, and water drawers. Le'eda, for the community, v'lemizbeach Hashem, and for the altar. So, Moshe decreed for his generation, but Yeshua must have decreed for all time, so what do we need David for? So, the verse is like this. Moshe decreed for his generation. Yeshua decreed so long as the temple stood. Yeshua gazar b'zman shem b'sim mikdash kayam. David gazar b'zman shem b'sim mikdash kayam. David decreed for even when the Beis HaMikdash did not stand. Let's just get to the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Bimei Rebbe, in the days of Rebbe, Bikshu Lahatir Nesinim. They wanted to matter the Nesinim. Basically, they would relinquish their ownership of the Nesinim as Avadim. And since it's only Nisr Drabanan to marry them because they're Avadim, so that now that they're free, it would be permitted to marry them. So the Gemara says, Amrlam Rebbe said, Chalkeinu Natir, we could release our ownership over the Nesinim, but they were also owned by the temple to cut wood. And the temple's ownership of the Nesinim we cannot release. Chalkeinu Natir, we could release our share of the Nesinim. Chalik Mizbeach Miyatir, we can't release the Mizbeach, the temple's share of the Nesinim. Says Gemara, Pligid Rab Chibar Abba. This argues Rab Chibar Abba, Rab Chibar Abba, Rab Yoichanan. Chalek Eda Le'Ola Masar. The share of the congregation is always Asr until they release it. But the Chalek of the Mizbeach is only an issue if the Mizbeach is standing. But if the Mizbeach is not standing, it's automatically released. So Rebbe held, no, it's still owned by the temple. There happens not to be a temple, so the temple can't release it because there is no temple. But it's owned by the institution of the temple. And Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that doesn't make any sense. It can't be owned by an institution that doesn't exist. It can't be owned by the temple if the temple's not standing. So, Chelek Eidol Olamasar. He, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, holds the share of the community is always Asr until it's released. Chelek Mizbeach, the share of the Mizbeach, was Manish Bis Magdash Kayim Asr. When the temple stood, it was prohibited. Ain Beis Hamikdash Kaim, the temple's not standing. Shari, then it's permitted. Okay, Rabbi, thank you very much for joining this evening. This was somewhat easier after the last two very difficult blot. And hope to see everyone tomorrow night. Okay, Kol Tov, Bracha V'Hatzlacha. Bye-bye. Thank you, everyone. Kol Tov, good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.